Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ho, ho, ho!
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
Not be a Christmas movie to some people, but it may be a Christmas people Christmas film to some to other people. But at the end of the day, it's all about how the experience makes you feel. So whether you like it or not, whether it is or it isn't, it doesn't matter. All that matters is Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
And it is a Christmas movie. Let's just leave it at that. Done.
Thank you very much for that validation. Welcome to And That's Why We Messed Up, the podcast speaking on geekery, nerdery, and all else in between from 8 South London postcode. Welcome to our second Christmas episode.
Humbug.
And I want to... Hey! Also want to shout out Big Man. We've obviously heard from the instant classic, which is bruv. Big Man, welcome. Yo. You all right?
I'm good. Thank you very much. How about you?
Yeah? Doing all right. What a year. This one has no theme. We're just taking it easy, a little relaxed, fit, kind of just shooting the ish episode for Christmas. And what I want to say at this point is I remember when we started this, I'm going to do this now instead of afterwards, is when I started this, I just wanted to put some stuff out there to those people out there who are a little bit geeky, a little bit nerdy, just trying to find their way through, remembering old and new. And I was honestly just happy and grateful if a couple of you downloaded. And I had some secret kind of like targets I'd like to hit. And I didn't always share them with the boys, but we're about to hit 3,000 downloads. And honestly, doing this with these two wonderful mandem is honestly a joy and a pleasure. So I want to thank everyone who's downloaded, liked, shared, subscribed. But I also want to thank Big Man and News of Classic Bruv, because honestly, this is some funny-ish that we're doing. And I love y'all, and it's great. So we thank you very, very much.
Thank you to everyone who's liked.
I love y'all.
Thank you. We love you all. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
You're all right. You'll do.
Cheers.
I don't want to big it up too much. Come on now.
So on that note, so obviously I've got my Christmas jumper already. For those of you who don't know, I usually tend to have a little diehard one every year. This year with remote working, I didn't get to do my whole make the office people cry with my speech as to why Die Hard is a movie and why I hate Love Actually, and why there are in my opinion some movies.
Much hate to Love Actually. It's just
I'm not gonna do it here. Oh God.
It's not that bad.
Bro, look what they did to Alan Rickman though. Thank you.
What? He's a man. He's allowed to. He cheats. What,
no.
Men, that's what all men do.
Yeah. No. Jesus. Oh. Not on my watch. God damn it. But you know what? It got me thinking. So I know that for Christmas, I have like weird, there are weird things I like to watch, mm-hmm. like weird traditions or weird things. So for example, one of the things I've always intended to watch, and this happened because back in the day, this is just how mad ITV used to be at Christmas. They would put on some mad scheduling. So they put on the Christmas movies and what have you. And then around 10 o'clock, they'd be like, we're just going to put on what the hell we want. And so one year you'll get The Godfather. One year you'll get Once Upon a Time in New York.
Yeah, pretty true.
One year you'll get Psycho. One year you'll get Airplane. One or two, not in order. But my favorite was Twilight Zone, the movie.
Yeah.
I have to say, it's one of the things where it's like, I think I need to actually acquire it. I'm probably going to acquire it, but I love to watch Twilight Zone, the movie, at Christmas. I don't know what it is. It's just that whole memory and that nostalgia of ITV's mad programming. And I think that's what set me up to kind of like kind of not so sentimental films at Christmas.
Yeah.
So I just wondered, do you guys have any weird things that you like to watch at Christmas?
You want to go first, bro?
No, you spoke up first, so you go, mate.
Big man. You're both my brothers.
That's a really interesting question. I think. Oh, got my brain wondering. Actually, no. You know, there's a few films without fail every Christmas I have to watch, and it's obviously we have the Die Hard, Kiss Kiss, Camp, Bang Bang, all those classics that we all love. Well, Die Hard is a Christmas movie, but like I said, that's a different story for a different day. But for me, for alternative films, The Godfather is definitely one of them. It's funny you should say that, because I think I remember ITV blaring that out around about 11 p.m. a few years ago, and I thought, oh, that still does not change. That is one. Mm. Tom Hanks' bachelor party, and that's because of my auntie and my uncle, they are
you're right. Actually, bachelor party is another one that turns up at 11:35, like 10:35, the bachelor party.
And another one, yet again, is a bizarre thing, because this is from a childhood setting through my mum and throughout my family. A classic comedy goofball film called What's Up, Doc, with Barbara Streisand and Ryan O'Neill. For some reason, this film is a masterpiece. It is brilliant. I'm surprised it hasn't been remade, and to be perfectly honest, I hope it doesn't get remade. But that film always seems to be shown like 2 a.m. in the morning, like it's some blue movie, where it really is not. But those films, it's just nostalgia for me, because that was my childhood growing up, and also Evil Dead. But yeah, those are also nostalgia films for me that I watched every Christmas. I intend to keep that tradition running. But for some reason, Bachelor Party especially, every Christmas, that film has its way of working into the listings at stupid o'clock in the morning. It's definitely one of Tom Hanks' best movies before he even blew up to where he is today. How about you, bro?
Honestly, I go through phases, because I think I think I brought this up in the last Christmas podcast we did, where I say I'll probably watch a film that I hadn't watched for ages, and that'll be my Christmas film for that year. If I'm not mistaken, the last time we did this, Hudson the Hawk was my film of choice at the time.
Hudson the Hawk was your, I'm intrigued. What's your choice this year?
I'm not sure. I'm feeling a bit nostalgic. Like a few films that come to mind are American Tail.
Yep.
Hive or Mouse.
The original American Tail. Not number two, not number five, whatever it's on now.
How many were there? Because the only thing I remember American Tail and Five Will Go West or something.
Those are the two mainstreams, but they did a Land Before Time and gave them like five sequels in the TV series. That's what you've done to my FIFO. But anyway, I was feeling that like original American Tail and maybe Flight of the Navigator, because it's been a while.
Flight of the Navigator.
It's been a hot minute since I last seen that. But yeah, I'm just feeling like, do you know what?
What?
What was it called? I've been thinking about this film for a good few months recently, and it might have to be done. A League of Their Own.
Tom Hanks.
But in saying that, I've been thinking of, like, it's random. I don't like sports that much. Like, my main sports are mixed martial arts, and that's literally it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do appreciate the game of football, but I wouldn't go out my way to watch it. I mean, soccer for our guys in America.
Soccer, yeah.
But I could watch a good baseball film. And I don't like baseball as a sport. I've never really tried to watch it, but when it's been on TV in any way, shape, or form, if I've been over in the States or another country in general, or if it happened to flick through the channel, I see it there. It hasn't really intrigued me to watch it. But I've been feeling some baseball films this year, so I've been thinking about watching League of Their Own, Rookie of the Year. And Major League.
Instant classic. Well, no.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my days. Rookie of the Year is me and Bruv's secret. Like, that's the I honestly enjoy Rookie of the Year. To this day, I still use Just Float It. Just Float It. Rookie of the Year is a damn good. It's funny how, like, the little obscure sports movies are the ones I kind of like Mighty Ducks. When was I ever into ice hockey in my life? Ever? Mighty Ducks, though.
Mighty Ducks got me into rollerblading.
For Mighty Ducks, though. But I was going to say Major League, I'm feeling as well. And I actually watched it. I watched it a couple of months. I watched it in the summer. And I still was like, this still stands up. Even though it's, like, really weird to see some of the actors now, it's like, wow, Wesley.
But it's funny because, because it's Major League 2 as well, because obviously they kept, like, Tom Berger, Charlie Sheen, and a few
Corbin
others. Burns. Yeah. But then they replaced, like, obviously they replaced Omar Epps with Omar Epps.
Yep.
And that voodoo guy, they replaced him with, I swear they replaced him with Dennis Haber.
Yeah.
They did.
I can't even remember who the original guy was thinking about it now, but it's like, and like, those, like, these people, like, when you think about it, it's like, could you imagine who these people will be in the future now? It's like Omar Epps you see basically everywhere. Dennis Haber has had some huge claims, like, in certain roles he's done over the past few years. I mean, crying out, he played God recently in Bloody Lucifer, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
With the President 24 as well.
Nelson Mandela. So, you know, like, so it's funny when you think back on old films like that. But yeah, that's what I've been feeling recently. I've been feeling like, I think I might have to, like dust off some or try and find somewhere to watch these films legally.
Yeah, completely legally. That's got me in the mood to that's got me, like, I think I always have a secret, like, every so often I'm like, oh, it's time to watch Major League. It's just time to watch. And the funny thing is, even though we're British, there's not, like, a football equivalent. That will literally turn. And he was like, football's like, nah,
there,
okay,
really isn't, actually.
It's, like, not a football equivalent for me.
Because I think the only football film or soccer film I've ever watched that I actually enjoyed was probably Mean Machine.
That's Vinny, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it had Robbie G in there as well. Like,
Robbie. Big up every time.
Be my poor man's ear.
You know what? I feel like we big up Robbie G, like, once or twice a year.
He deserves it.
You deserve everything, Robbie. Yes. And then Mean Machine was basically just a redo of the Mean Machine with Burt Reynolds, which is the American football movie.
Yeah, basically.
Soccer films in the UK, or football films, they're pretty much not doing the whole hooliganism side of the ID.
That's true, actually.
Factory. There's probably three football films I can mention, which on paper they could have been so good, but in reality they were really, really bad. And that was Goal, the story of a janitor. No, sorry. When Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I do remember Goal. Yeah.
Goal was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, some rising story about a guy who became a lead goal scorer for Newcastle, then in the sequel moved to Real Madrid. Not like this wasn't copied in FIFA at all. Not at all. Then you had...
I think it was then.
Yeah, the Sean Bean classic, When Saturday Comes.
When Saturday Comes, I remember that. Yeah.
I do remember that. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
And then, and I actually remember this because the mate is an Arsenal fan, made me sit through this as some form of punishment was Fever Pitch. Now, that wasn't too bad.
Fever Pitch. No, I haven't watched Fever Pitch. I haven't watched it.
No, what's his name? He was in Bridget Jones.
Sorry.
What's that? Oh, what's up?
Rookie of the Year is on Disney Plus.
Shut up! Yes, well, yes, I've got to watch Rookie of the Year.
But I can't find Major League is not on any streaming platform at this moment in time.
I think it's come off recently. It was on Amazon at one point. Oh, sorry, big man. What was that?
No, I said leave it with me. I'll sort it out.
Legally, right?
Of course.
We're all legal here, guys. We're
all legal. Oh, gosh. Completely. Fever Pitch is Colin, what's his face? From Tom Kingsman.
Yeah.
Colin Firth. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, basically, I think it was this story about Arsenal winning the league at Anfield, obviously being a Liverpool fan. I don't really see that story being told into a film, so I can imagine one was impressed about it. But, yeah. Actually, I take it back.
There is
one decent football movie, and to be fair, it does sum up England as a whole. And this was called Mike Bussett, Football Manager. Yet again.
Oh, Robert Sheen. It had Robert Sheen there as well.
Robert Sheen's a national treasure.
Because
Football Manager who doesn't have a clue, not naming any past England managers, of course, watch Mike Bussett, England Manager. And whatever mood you're in, it's guaranteed to put a smile on your face. Recommend it.
Okay, all right. Okay, I know we're geeky when we're talking about football right now, and it's not really our thing. But on the same kind of vein. I actually really want to watch Ted Lasso.
Right. I'm hearing good things about Ted Lasso as well. I'm actually intrigued.
Because I've heard about Ted Lasso for the last year. Didn't even know anything about it, and I've happened to catch a couple of episodes, and yeah, get on it. Bearing in mind, it's actually filmed at Crystal Palace Football Park as well.
Bloody hell, that's so close.
Oh, that's weird.
That's so close to where your dad used to live.
Yeah. So those people who are not from the UK, who are watching Ted Lasso, where it's filmed is basically near our ends. It's near where it's we know the area.
Yeah,
that's gonna be weird.
And that is the only that's the only football match I've ever watched in my entire life at that stadium. I only watched one football match. It was Wimbledon versus someone.
Oh, I know someone. Someone FC are so good.
Okay. Well, yeah,
right. I mean, they've got a lot of competition from Mandem FC, but I've just heard that what's his name FC is also a badass little team coming up out of the ranks. I could be wrong, but you know, basically, guys, I know nothing about the football connoisseur is over Yasser,
yeah,
aka Big Man.
Yeah, please. That was me. I've calmed down somewhat, though. I will give that. You remember how I used to be when Liverpool didn't win after press and I didn't speak to anyone. Phone would be switched off for days. I'm past those days now. We won the league, we've done it, or whatever, we move on. I'm happy to retire. I just take a massive back step now. But I will beat a motherfucker at FIFA.
Come on, that Simpson episode when Homer and Bart used to compete on gaming.
The boxing episode.
Yeah, and then basically Bart basically saw Homer's getting good. The TV got switched on. He's like, and Bart's like, I'd like to retire.
I'm undefeated.
Thank you very much.
Actually, you know, I need to say that I need to send a personal message out there, and this is to someone who I know called Shubin Murray, I still need to beat at FIFA, because 5 years ago we had a match, and I was winning 3-0, and he said to me, "Do you hear that noise?" I went, "What's that? Crowd disturbance." He turned off the game, so his so-called undefeating streak remained intact, and I've never gotten over that. So if you can hear, I still owe you a beatdown, but we move.
Well, clearly not, because you're still holding grudge. There's literally no new movement.
You haven't moved. In fact, you're still static.
No. See, you're getting mad now. I can't even speak.
Nice getting vexed, star. Look.
To quote one of my favourite songs from Hamilton, I ain't standing still, I'm lying in wait. That's you right now.
Yeah.
Spot
on.
That's all I'm...
Spot on. I'm not even arguing with that, mate. You know what I'm saying?
Can we also appreciate the fact that he began by saying, I've changed, I'm not the same, and now it's straight up contention, arguing, and threats. I'm just saying.
Yeah, t-shirt, merch t-shirt coming soon. I've changed. That's going to be a quite big man. From
we're going to start a merch line next year, man, because true say, there are some quotables from big man, where it's like, yeah, I've changed. Anyway, I'm coming for you. What? That was 2 seconds.
Do you know what film I'm actually feeling? I feel like I might have to watch it, might have to dust off because it's been a while as well. Equilibrium.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like some old school Christian Bale before he started talking too much.
It's true. His family didn't talk so much, you know.
Hmm.
Yeah. I haven't watched Equilibrium in ages. Even though, boys, you know, we are a week from the Matrix.
Yeah, I'm already.
I don't know. I'm scared. I want it to be good. Yeah,
to be fair to you, sis, yeah, for the heads up on the demo. Because, boy, that took me into a place which I haven't been in a long, long time for that Matrix game. That was amazing.
Matrix After Awakened?
For those of you who okay, so those, you know, gamers, non-gamers, whatever, what have you, baby gamers, what have you, if you haven't checked out is it Matrix Awakens off the back of the Game Awards? You can get it. You can download it, I think, on PlayStation 5.
And Series X.
And Xbox Series X. But you can also see it. You can check it out on YouTube. I would encourage you to check it out. I don't want to spoil it. I'm going to put a link in a description below of this episode so you can have a look at your thing. If you can get a nice TV to have a look at what's in store, please do. But I was impressed. I was impressed.
Did I ever tell you what I did with the Matrix films and the video games?
Yes, you did. Because you called me when you were doing it.
I have no regrets.
And no, you know what? I think at the time I was just impressed.
Okay. Yeah.
Tell the folks.
All right. So during the Matrix height, obviously, when all the films came out and blah, 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 I got all of the DVDs on Trilogy, but I also had a video game that coincided with the film called Into the Matrix, where you follow the exploits of Niobe and Ghost. If I'm not mistaken, that's his name, Ghost, yeah.
Yeah.
So basically... But...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Basically, it was... So that was basically set in the middle of part two, also Reloaded. So what I did was one day I watched the first Matrix, then I watched the second Matrix, stopped at a point, then played the game, then stopped at a point and continued to watch the film, then stopped at a point, went back to the game, and so on and so forth until I got to the end, until I got to Revolution. That took me about a day and a half.
I believe so, yes.
Do I
regret? And that's why you need credit. That's why you need credit. Because yeah. before people were doing the whole, we're going to do the Marvel movies in order, my brother sat there and was like, I did that time ago.
Hold my tea. Let me show you.
Hold my tea. Hold my super malt, bruv. Or back in the old, hold my baby sham.
Baby sham, bloody hell. I haven't touched that shit for years.
Oh, shall I get a little case in the shop for you, bruv?
No, I'm
Christmas.
Good. No, I'm good. Okay. I'll be on that now, I'm afraid.
A little snowball? Thunderbird?
Oh, so, why is it every time you bring the fucking snowballs? Oh my God, snowballs. How did I drink that shit? How did we drink that shit? Seriously.
So disgusting. I was actually offered one the other day and I was like, "Are you? Oh. I'm grown. What are you doing? Why? Ew.
Drink. Every Christmas. That was my grand's favorite drink. Every Christmas, she.
That was my favorite drink. I still understand why it was.
I just, even now, I'm like, you know what? I've never a fan or have one in her memory, but yeah, anything but I'll rather reach for the can I. But yeah.
I got a question for you guys. Okay.
Yeah.
If there are two foods or drinks that you used to have at Christmas but you don't have anymore but you could have one more time, what would they be?
Oh, I know one, and you're Bob's with me on this.
I can name one, but boy, I know it came out a little bit recently, but I ain't seen it in stores. But food wise it would have to be, who made those pancakes that you used to have in, oh God, it wasn't Bernard Matthews. It was someone that had a frozen pancake. They used to come in
crispy pancakes.
Yes. Benders.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Bloody hell.
And yeah, that's
what... You had that for Christmas?
Yeah, that's from his breakfast thing, yeah. But
fair enough. That makes more sense. That makes more sense.
Yeah. Drink wise.
I was gonna say.
Yeah.
What kind of animal are you for Christmas dinner? Jesus!
Where does that fit in for the Christmas food that I remember? It's a breakfast. Oh, that makes sense.
It's an appetizer. Yeah, it's okay. A ghetto appetizer.
Drink-wise, I'll probably have to reach for Cisco.
Oh.
What's Cisco? I don't know Cisco.
God. I'm gonna find a picture of you of it, bruv, and I'm going to share it. And I think you are going to know it.
Okay.
So you are going to know it. But
this guy knows things about thongs.
don't.
All right, what's yours, sis?
Well, I think you know, because it's woman like Sarah Lee every damn time. Yeah. Why, Sarah, why did you do us dirty on taking away the chocolate gatto? Sarah. Miss Lee, if you're nasty, why? Why?
Well, if you can't reach for Sarah, you can have Viennetta, innit?
No, fuck off!
No! That's it.
Fuck off!
That's
it.
Thank you.
Bullshit. I'm sorry, nah. You can't compare Viennetta to a Sarah Lee double chocolate gatto.
Double chocolate gatto.
There's no comparison. No. Do you know what the sad thing about Sara Lee Gatto is? It wasn't that it just went, it declined then.
That's actually horrible. It's kind of like, it's like the Firefly thing. The thing with Firefly, the series, this is how it compares to Sara Lee Gatto, because I'm that deep, is that, like, Firefly didn't have a chance to fall off. It just stopped and was done, and that's it. But we got to watch the taste of decline year on year, because especially for, is it just me? And I remember my brother's like, sis, is it just me or does it taste a bit weird, right?
Because I remember when, because, like, I started with my first job when I was 16 years old, obviously, and I was working at Iceland, which is a supermarket which you can only find in London, in England, basically, for people who live elsewhere. Like, when I was making my own money, I was buying my own Sara Lee Gatto. I didn't give a shit. I was buying a family size one, eating it to myself without sharing. No. I have no regrets. But I remember one day, it's been a couple of years since I'd worked at Iceland. I saw one in a Sainsbury's, I think it was. It looked different. And I bought it and I tasted it. It tasted like crap. But then I found out the same recipe was being done by a company called Amanda Smith. Now, the Amanda Smith double chocolate cover was basically Sierra Lee Gatta, and that was awesome. Then they stopped doing it. And I was like, but what do I do now? Like,
it was, but I admire your research that you were like, wait, Amanda Smith. See, now one day if Amanda Smith was just Sarah Lee on a down low, trying to be fair,
their symbols are quite similar. The logos are quite similar. The only difference is like, one's just Amanda, the other's Sarah Lee. They actually are still red and white. But
so are we basically saying that Sarah Lee and Amanda Smith want some Karma San Diego type-ish with our desserts?
To be fair, I feel like they were probably like they did a Forbidden Planet in a sense, because they were like two major owners and then they split, so that's why you got Forbidden Planet and Forbidden Planet International. So that's what I feel like. That's probably what happened, but I could be completely wrong. But like every time I see a gatto that looks similar to the Sarah Lee or Amanda Smith gatto, I get hope and I like buy it and I like eat it, and that's just it's just a lie. It's always a lie. The cake is a lie.
The cake is actually a lie, and bruv, I'm gonna just say, just gotta let it, don't try it, just let it go.
If I let it go, I lose hope, and I can't lose my hope. Do you understand me?
I do, but every time you eat it, no buts.
Okay. No, I don't lose my hope. Second thing, by the way, is Cadbury's chocolate cure. If I could get that, that would make my honest. To God, that would make my year, but they don't make it anymore.
No, but then also, in fairness, the way the Cadbury's is making their chocolate, I wouldn't want it now, because...
You said You said I've got a big bar of chocolate Cadbury chocolate in front of me right now.
I guess there goes our Cadbury sponsorship.
Well, you can sponsor me, I'm cool with it. She's cool now. I got your Marvel's collection right in front of me, love. All right, if you want to sponsor me, I'm right here.
I think in terms of drink, it's sentimental. I miss my grand sorrel. That's what I miss.
Never got along with sorrel.
And in fairness, I don't like Morbi or those ones that like bark. But I do miss that. But yeah, Sarah Lee, what happened to you, man? Talk to us. Tell us. Slide into our DMs. Tell us what happened. It's okay. Save space for us, man.
Batman will do something. One off. A limited run.
No, but then it might not be the same recipe, innit? Like,
Smith, Sarah Lee, start talking.
To the cake. Reconcile, man. Come together, you know.
The people have
If the Fugees can come together for a concert, I'm sure you guys can reconcile your differences.
Very true. That's very true.
Very true. I'm trying to think what else I'm going to... I'm definitely want to see if I can catch The Matrix, because I'm hopeful of that.
Spider-Man's tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh gosh, Spider-Man's tomorrow.
IMAX, that's going to be a mad one.
It's been a weird year. I feel like it's like gone slow as hell and then fast as shit, literally. Because I'm like, Christmas is next week.
Time has just flown by. Way too quickly. I remember when I saw a message of saying Happy New Year. But that was only a couple of months ago. Where's the time gone?
In lockdown, mostly.
For real. But then, you know, we got a new year coming, we've got new treats coming, we've got new games to play, new things to watch on television. Well, for the most part. Gotta say, people, if you have not watched What We Do in the Shadows, the TV series, please watch it. Honestly, I have not laughed so hard in a while. And it is honestly thoroughly enjoyable. You know, I think the thing I love about it is the fact that it keeps the same energy of the movie. And it doesn't, you know, sometimes they do that thing where it's like you've got a series based on a film and then like it takes something away from the film or it loses the energy. I've got to say, Matt Berry as the casting was like, once again, it just proves that some of the British folks be knocking shit out of the park. Because Matt Berry and what's his name? Jovac in it. Are absolutely brilliant. They're really good. It's a really good set of stories. And Check it out. It is really, really funny.
But Matt Berry can do no wrong. He's just... He's like... He's just... Every time you mention that name, I just think, Father! Where is your God?
Here lies a great man.
Every time. That was like how many years ago? It still makes me laugh to this day. Like, I will just...
Most nights I watch Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
Yeah.
Because it's still even funnier now, and it's even funnier to watch people and be like, oh my god. Richard Ayoade in there is he actually goes toe to toe with Matt Berry, which I didn't think was possible, but he absolutely goes toe to toe. Actually, I said to Garth, I looked at the script and I said, I'm not an actor. I just tell the truth, and that's what I've done. And then you see the worst acting that you've ever seen in your life.
Speaking of Richard, actually, has anyone seen the film The Watch?
Yes, yeah. I have. Yeah,
I feel like not many people talk about that film. That film's an underrated gem.
I think, bruv, you brought it around for us to watch.
I did actually. Yeah, I did. Yes, I did.
You did, and I think it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Because I feel like not a lot of people talk about that film. It's so good.
It's an underrated gem. And everyone in it is, once again, Richard Ayoade's in there. He smacks it out of the park. Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn.
Jonah Hill.
Really good. Honestly, underrated. And, you know, Ben Stiller's good, but I think the pool is Vince Vaughn and Jonah Hill and Ayoade. Because they're all really good. And I think that's the thing I like about sometimes, I mean, this is a case of you bringing us to our attention, bruv. But I like sometimes, like, one of the things I think in Britain is that sometimes someone goes, just put on that thing in it and to let the time go past. And that's how I found out some really weird and wonderful either series or films. Because they're just on late night at Christmas, they're just going, oh, we'll just fling on Gremlins with Flight of the Navigator and Orange the Star Chaser and Psycho.
Yeah.
And there you go. And you're like, okay, is that... I feel like sometimes they just put names on the floor and we're just like, let's just decide to make them. Let's just try and do it this way. Or also they go, we've got an hour and a half. What movie can we squeeze in an hour and a half? Nope. Hello.
Yeah.
Everyone got really quiet. They're like,
No, it's just funny you saying that because linking it perfectly, a program which, yeah, I admittedly, I don't actually, yes, I do own it, but you know what, I might have to rebuy it again. I have to watch it every Christmas and I have to League of Gentlemen.
I can never get into that show. I really can, I try, but I really cannot get into that show.
It can be too surreal sometimes for some people. That's the thing with British, I feel like over in the UK, there's like a kind of staple of things that you expect to see on television. So at one point, I remember kind of, bruv, where you always saw Morecambe and Wise.
Yeah.
It doesn't translate sometimes outside of the UK. But then you'll have this weird juxtaposition where we'll have like really serious, we'll have like really, really funny specials and we'll have really serious ones. And we'll have ones that do a kind of mix of it. So you'll have like a Black Mirror episode at Christmas, which is like, okay, that's a head screw, more of a head screw than usual, thank you very much. And then you'll have Vicar and Dibley, which is like funny in its own right, and honestly, you know, one of my favorite specials is Blackadder at Christmas.
Yeah,
because it goes through all the Blackadders that have ever been at Christmas, and I just honestly really appreciate, you know, Rowan Atkinson. But yeah, I thought we have weird Christmas specials over here.
Because with The League of Gentlemen, it's like, I get why people like it. I really do. It's just not for me. And that's not a bad thing. It's not us saying that, yeah, you shouldn't watch, because Big Man enjoys it. So Big Man has
cool. Oh, I enjoy it too, yeah.
Yeah, so I shouldn't tell. So it's like, it just never clicked with me at all.
Yeah.
But I can see why people like it, sorry.
No, same with that. That was just something I was just going to pure by accident. I think one of the rarest occasions where I had food poisoning. And you know when you're that ill, the TV's on and it's just sort of like an effort to stretch for the remote and you're like, I can't, I'm dying. So I've just left it on this channel. I just remember watching this program of these random people walking into this shop and this pig-looking woman disturbing them. I thought, what the hell is this about? And then I remember the first couple of episodes that they showed. I always remember the part that stood out to me is when they're looking for a woman, I believe, who conveniently was last seen at the shop. And Tubbs is giving this speech about, Edward is giving this speech saying, well, we haven't seen him, we haven't seen her, and she's not here. And Tubbs yelled, it's not like we burned him.
We didn't burn him. As they walk out, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
And that was it. I remember crying, throwing up and crying with laughter at the same time. And I thought, yeah, this is for me. But I can honestly say that just opened my eyes to the complete outstanding work of the cast behind that program. And obviously links it perfectly to Inside Number 9 as well.
Yeah. But see, to touch on that point as well, I think the weird thing with British Christmas stuff is because we have a lot of things where we're the home of things like, you know, Scrooge, Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
You know, so far, none of us have mentioned the classic, which is the Muppet Christmas Carol, because we know we're all going to watch that, definitely.
Right.
Which is hands down the best Scrooge adaptation. There, I said it.
It is number one, Muppet Christmas Carol, number two, Scrooged.
Right.
It's a funny That's how it works for me. Remember, that's exactly how it works for me.
A Muppet Christmas Carol, so I mentioned it in front of you and Laura, and both of you cussed the hell out of me saying, how come I've never seen that? So I had to rectify it very quickly, and yeah. Hell of a film.
I remember Laura almost killed you. She watches it every year. Like, okay, shout out to Laura and to Paul and to the lovely Edie. Especially because I believe the other day it was on and Edie wanted to turn it off and Laura was not having it. She will break a kid's heart. She's like, what?
Is Edie okay? No.
I don't think Laura gives a shit at this point because you're messing with, and I feel it because when she was younger, she was like, I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch Long Kiss Goodnight. I'm like, tough. What? Suck it up. Life is pain. Get used to it.
Got your room.
Anyway, go to your room. Do you know what I mean? We haven't got to Atlantic City yet. God damn it! How dare she? But yeah, Muppet Christmas Carol is that, and I think it's that whole thing of over here we have that encapsulation of really funny, really weird, really kind of like tongue in cheek, and then we can also be very, very dark. As well, if you're looking for something weird to watch that is very interesting and something a little bit different, I always recommend The Hogfather, Terry Pratchett's The Hogfather. That is one of my family's personal favorites to watch at Christmas because I absolutely love it. It's very weird, a little bit pagan, and very odd. And I love Terry Pratchett. May he rest. Shout out, GNU Terry, always. And you met Terry Pratchett, didn't you, bruv?
Yes, so he came up to me and said, hello, my name is Terry Pratchett. Can I use your bathroom, please?
I love Terry Pratchett.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest. And as he always said, a man is never truly dead once his name is always spoken. So, GNU Terry Pratchett.
Actually, must give a massive shout out to Batman Returns, another Christmas movie. That's
Yes. The funny thing is that both of you haven't seen my Christmas jumper. So I'm going to have to send you a picture of my Christmas. Actually, bruv's going to see my Christmas jumper. So I will delay that display. But yeah, you know what? I think this might be a handy place to wrap it up. A little short and sweet episode. But once again, I just want to say thank you all for downloading, listening. For giving feedback, for emailing, for tweeting, for everything. Thank you very much. This is actually a pleasure to do. It's fun to do. And from all of us, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, Happy enjoy this best of the season from our homes to yours.
I couldn't say any better myself. And obviously, stay safe. Enjoy your break, whatever you're doing. Have fun. And we will see you all again soon.
So, you know, go back, listen to season one and the rest of season two. You know, you might as well. You're resting now. You're off. Come on. Have a little listen. Ruff, you all right there?
Yeah, they're all right. They'll do.
That'll do, pig.
I didn't say pig. That's just rude. You're all right, basically. I'm not...
You can check us out on Instagram at messed.pod. And messed is the Twitter handle, and you can email at centuriesavengers@gmail.com. Bruv, what are your socials?
You can find me on YouTube on the Instant Classic Gaming. I've been quite dead on YouTube recently, but hopefully that'll be changing in the new year. I've got ideas I'm going to be bringing back or bringing up in the new year, so hopefully you check that out. I also stream, and again, that's been kind of dead recently, but again, in the new year, we'll be bringing some new things and new experiences. So, but you'll find me on Twitch, TikTok, and Instagram under InstantClassic_gaming.
Big man. Social them.
Yay, on the Twitter you can find me at war3782, and on the Insta I am known as Mr. Roberts_V1. And also, like Bruv, I won't be streaming because that's not my thing, but I will also recommend follow Bruv's stream when he restarts. I guarantee you want fun and laughter and the occasional scream. Check it out.
Follow the stream, follow the stream.
Manly yelps.
Follow the manly yelps on the stream. Once again, big up man like Robbie G every time.
Robbie G.
Merry Christmas.
Robbie.
Take care, people. Thanks again.
Christmas humbug. Later.
Bye.
And that's why we're messed up. Produced by the St. G's Avengers, edited by Instant Classic Gaming, and music produced by Box Room Music.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.